Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Well, hello and welcome to Pirates 24/7 here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. My name is Alex Stump. He is Chris Halleck, and we are here at PNC Park's press box. We snuck up here for a little bit to after the Andrew McCutchen presser, which
he's back,
and it's something that I don't know if a couple weeks ago it was even really worth seriously considering.
I think earlier in the offseason we were just kind of talking about what if the Pirates brought back McCutchen because, well, they kind of have a need in left field or right field, you know. They just need another body, another veteran would be nice, but they're like, no, it's not going to happen. I mean, come on. It makes too much sense.
It'd be too perfect for it to actually happen.
But
it did.
It did happen. It did. And I think he might be just as happy as Pirates fans are to be back, too.
Yeah, and we're going to play here a clip here in a moment from that actual press conference. Best line in the whole thing for me, this is not just a farewell tour.
Chance, I'm not here as a spokesperson or as a spokesman for the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm not here on a farewell tour. You know, I'm here to play, and I'm here to help this ball club win. And that's first and foremost. That's what I want people to know.
Here to help the ball club win.
Yeah, that's.
Look, of course you're going to get something along the lines.
You're
going to
get the eye roll from so many fans, like, okay, it's lip service.
You're going to get, you're going to get that. Player has to say that. But, man, let me tell you something. Like, if there is anyone in the city of Pittsburgh that I do believe whenever he says the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to win, It is the guy who was there and was a big reason why they won the last time.
Yeah, because one thing that I think the 2022 team really lacked was legitimate veteran leadership in the clubhouse. I mean, Jose Quintana was a really great guy, solid guy for the rotation, but it was like after that, it was like, who else is there?
There really wasn't. And I think we really know the impact Quintana had was because we heard for 2 months people saying how much they missed that one guy.
Yeah, exactly. And this isn't just another Carlos Santana or Rich Hill, who's another veteran who brings a lot of experience. No, this is a guy who helped win on this ball, on this field, helped this team win for the first time in a long, long time. I was five whenever the Pirates won the division in 1992. I mean, it was a long, long time ago, and McCutchen was the key, the central aspect of this ball club winning again, and he's here to help this group, which he talked about a couple of those guys, about, like, he's here to help this group here win, and who better than to take the key guy who helped them win on this field to help the next team win.
Yeah, and look, he talked a little bit also about his legacy. That one, you got to read the article for. You're not getting that one for free. But, you know, where he stands, like, I think he may not want to admit it, but if this team wins again, he doesn't have to be the guy.
Yeah.
But even if he's, you know, a little more than just a role player, if he can be, you know, a semi-everyday player and this team wins again with him, I think he does kind of get immortalized in Pittsburgh sports history. I mean, maybe he needs to win the World Series for that, but, like, that, I mean, let's be honest, that's what it would honestly take, and even that would take a couple years, you know, even the most optimistic fans, which is actually a really good transition to our second point here.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Pirates 24/7. This isn't a farewell tour for Kutch.
Mm-mm.
Might also not be the last year that he is a Pittsburgh Pirate. I mean, he's made it painful. He wants to be here.
Yeah.
He wants to be here. It's a one-year deal, but, you know, talking to Ben Cherington a little bit afterwards, hearing what Kutch had to say, mm-hmm. and what we're going to play here from Kutch in just a second, it doesn't sound like this is, you know, going to be just a one-year deal.
This isn't like a... This isn't like a one and done type thing for me. I don't look forward to just playing this year and being done. You know, I want to continue to keep playing, you know, to have the chance this year to come back is, you know, it's special for me.
Okay, so it's a 1 year deal, but like not 1 year, you know, bigger picture deal, like Kutch in 2024?
Possibly. Especially if this group really does take a significant step forward, which, mm-hmm. again, we're talking the group that played last year, getting some very, very valuable experience, then carrying it over into this year, and Kutch playing with guys who, like O'Neill Cruz, who he literally just called him a freak.
Called him Giannis.
Okay, he called him Giannis. I mean, that's
I
just...
I always mispronounce it because I'm a fraud for basketball.
But, I mean, this guy, yeah, he signed a one-year deal, but it sure doesn't sound like it. I think even whenever Ben Cherington was also asked, you know, the one-year signing of a veteran, you know, is he possibly going to get flipped at the deadline? And while Cherington didn't flat out say no, that's not a possibility, he also did say it is a case-by-case basis. Mm-hmm. And a player of Kutch, because of the and you'll go more into it, you know, again, can't give it away for free, but the process that went into bringing Kutch back and the attention to detail that they had to give him the respect that they did, mm-hmm. about not being like, okay, well, let's just put him on the back burner. No, they wanted to make sure that whenever they went after him, that you're going to be our priority. And if they give him that much of attention, I don't see at this point where we stand in mid-January that he's just going to be a guy that they want to flip. They want to keep him here as long as he wants to be here and as long as he's contributing. And there are still plenty of stats that show that he can still contribute in a certain volume.
Yeah, he could still hit the fastball. He could still run. He still makes good swing decisions. Like, there's
90th
a lot
percentile
of
in sprint speed. I mean, he can still run.
For a guy in his mid-30s, that's insane.
Coming with an ACL injury.
Yes, which I guess he's fully recovered from. No, but that's big part of all of this right here. And mm-hmm. I think this year actually maybe is the hardest to, you know, find playing time for him, because like he said, you know, primary DH, it's like, well, they also got Choi and Santana.
Yeah,
I mean, if that's, I'm sure he's going to DH a lot whenever there's a lefty on the mound, because, you know, Choi just get that day off,
mm-hmm.
but he's gonna have to play some outfield. Ben Cherington clarified, you know, he's probably gonna
he will play outfield. Yes,
and it kind of sounds like maybe left field,
left,
which
field,
which is pretty big. out here.
Could be right field. I mean,
it could be.
Yeah, I'm honestly said he was like comfortable at any position, but you know, that is also contingent on, you know, how does Jack Sawinski do? How does all these other young outfielders do? How do they perform in spring training early in the season? So on and so forth.
And I think that's a big part. You know, bringing up Sawinski, bringing up, you know, if you want to say Travis Swaggerty, Ryan Vallade, who has survived every single roster move.
Which, by the way, news, Miguel Andujar was the one DFA to make room for Kutch on the 40-man.
I kind of felt like Miguel Andujar was a dead man walking whenever they got Connor Joe. And it's like, well, he does literally everything that they had Andujar for.
Right. So,
So whenever you go through that, but yeah, like next year, like he's the DH if you want to go with that route. It'd be a lot easier to have, and like you said, they need that veteran leadership. They need that voice in the clubhouse, that guy who's going to be in the clubhouse the whole year. I kind of look at Kutch like the worst thing he's going to do production wise is probably very similar to what he did with Milwaukee last year, which is very average. And in an average corner-ish outfielder, platoon, hitter, you could find a spot whenever he has, whenever he is that legacy guy, whenever he is going to add so much to that clubhouse. Like, I'm saying that as fact, not opinion. Like, it's just going to happen. I don't see any scenario where it doesn't.
And this is where I'll take, like, I'll jump out, and analytic nerds are going to kill me for this one, but sometimes change of scenery, you know, aging guy or whatever, he's coming back to his favorite place that he's ever played, where he's had the most success, where he's won an MVP. And no, he's not an MVP caliber player anymore, but could he possibly even have a little bit of a like late career push, like where he kind of plays a little bit above just because he does want to play here so bad? And what if somebody like O'Neill Cruz does take a huge step forward in 23, or another young player that takes a huge step forward in 23, and that helps in turn just helps, you know, lengthen the rest of the line. It makes it easier for them. I mean, it's a good move for the Pirates. It's good, not just in terms of nostalgia or anything like that, but it's good for the 2023 club in terms of taking a stride forward to trying to get back into contention. Are they going to contend this year? No, probably not, but they're a lot closer than they were. At least on paper, they look a lot better than they did in 2022, as we can both attest to.
Yeah, I don't even think that's an on paper. I think just the vibe around it is that they're going to be better. This team is not going to lose 100 games.
No, I would be shocked if that's the case. And again, go read Alex's piece. Kutch talked about the comparing this team that he's joining now to the team that he came up with whenever he first came up in 09 and 2010, 2011. Just some really good stuff from Kutch today. Really good stuff. Go read his stuff. Seriously.
We're ending this with the sales pitch. Thank you so much for listening and watching.